Well, 100.
Dish that off to Shaq, but he took the three himself. So with 3 minutes left, Orlando isn't out of it.
In and out of it.
Bulls trying to inbound the ball as the Magic goes to the full court press. We've got one heck of a game here.
It's a heck of a game.
Another Chicago miscue in this game to be headed for OT, baby. Speaking of miscues, Bulls had 12 turnovers so far. The Magic is...
You love your son, Edward.
Love Edward, huh?
You're always happy to loan him money.
Some money, huh?
Lots of money.
Lots of money, all right.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, son.
I'm sorry I woke you.
Oh, that's okay. You know, son, I've got this strange urge to tell you that I love you.
Well, I love you too, Dad.
For some reason, I feel like I want to talk about money.
Well, let's talk about it. What's up?
You owe me $100.
Oh, man.
When you wake up, you'll loan him some money.
Amateur.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Steve? Hello, Mr. Looney.
That's Looney. It's French.
Alfred here has wonderful news. Take it away, Alfred.
Carl? Henriette?
That's Harriet.
That's what I said. Cupid has finally unleashed his arrow and it's hit the bullseye of my heart. I'm betrothed.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Looney.
That's Looney.
It's French. Well, you must be thrilled.
Oh, I am. It's written all over my face.
So, who's the lucky lady?
Sharon.
What's her last name?
Gee, I don't know. I'll have to remember to ask her.
Tell her how you met her. Oh, it's so romantic.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was behind her at the supermarket in the 10 items or less line, and I noticed she had 11 items. So I offered to take her dress shields. Then we got to talking, and it turned out we have a lot in common.
Well, and do you like the same kind of restaurants?
Restaurants, okay.
Well, is she a looker, Alfred?
Well, let me just say, va, 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 voom.
Have you made any plans?
Oh, yes. I've asked Steve to be my best man.
And I'll be the bestest best man ever.
And Carl, I'd like you to give me away.
Well, you usually give away the bride.
Oh. Well, then how about you pay for the wedding?
How about I just be an usher?
Deal. Cheap, isn't he, Mariette?
That's, Harriet.
That's what I said. I'm getting married in the morning.
Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Girls, come and kiss me.
Show how you miss me.
But get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church.
On time.
Are we going to see Seal? But we've got great seats.
Yes, 11th row center. Gee, I wonder if he'll notice me.
Of course, you'll be sitting next to me.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Seal Pups, for inviting me along.
Oh, Mari, you don't have to thank us.
I didn't think so either, but Steven insisted. He and I decided we both need to start fostering same-sex friendships.
Okay. We'll go in my car, and don't forget, we're staying overnight.
Yeah, who wants to drive all the way back from Toledo the same night? Besides, we'll be too tired from screaming, I love you, Seal.
Sure, it's cool with your folks if you stay overnight?
Yeah, well, I have to ask, but I'm sure it won't be a problem.
All right, well, I'll call you later.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Seal is the sexiest man in the world.
Second sexiest? You forgot about Steven.
Okay.
See you later, Laura.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, hi, Mrs. Winslow.
Bye, sweetie. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mom, I've got the greatest news in the world.
You're going to cook dinner for the rest of my life.
Close. Me and the girls got tickets to see Seal.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful. That's terrific. I'm happy for you. Who's Seal?
You know, Seal. Just picture a thinner Luther Vandross.
Ooh, I got your neck.
Don't worry. After the concert, we'll be right back the next morning.
The next morning? You're staying overnight?
Uh-huh, the concert's in Toledo.
Oh, well, that brings me to my next question.
What's that?
Are you out of your mind? There's nowhere in the world you're traveling all the way to Toledo and then staying overnight in some motel.
Well, why not?
Because it's too far.
But, Mom, do you know how tough it was to get those tickets?
Do you know how tough it was to get you to 16? You're just going to have to wait until Walrus comes to Chicago.
It's Seal, Mom.
Walrus, Seal, Porpoise, I don't care what marine animal he is, you're not going.
This rafting trip is gonna be fun.
I'm not so sure. My uncle got sent up the river and he didn't like it one bit.
No, Waldo, that's prison.
Oh, that explains it. I thought 4665 was his nickname.
Hey!
Mom?
Hi, baby. How are you? Hi, Waldo.
Hey, guys. What's shaking?
That's kind of personal, don't you think?
Actually, we're planning our 4-day river rafting trip in Canada.
Oh, I envy you two.
You guys are going to have a great time.
We're planning on it. We even invited some buddies along.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Just a few of the guys. You don't really know them.
Hold it. You're letting Eddie go all the way to Canada for 4 days with some guys you don't even know? But you're not going to let me go to Toledo for one night with friends you've known for years?
Waldo, I think we better go. It's getting kind of ugly in here.
Eddie, they're your parents. For God's sake, show some respect.
This isn't fair. Why are you treating me differently? Is it because Eddie's older?
Well, that's part of it.
You can't possibly be saying he's more mature. He still blows spit bubbles.
Well, it's just that... Go ahead, Carl. You tell him.
Well, honey, there's nothing left to do but to just say it. It's because Eddie's a boy and you're a girl.
What? I cannot believe I heard those words from my own father. Can you believe that, Ma?
Well, actually, honey, I agree with him.
I don't believe this.
Well, sweetheart, it's not that we don't trust you. It's just that, well, there are a lot of kooks, crazies, and weirdos out there who are ready to take advantage of young girls.
Honey, your father's right.
Well, whatever happened to I could do anything? I could be anything. Being a girl shouldn't stop me from becoming whatever I want.
Well, all that's true.
Yeah, it just comes later.
Sorry I wasn't a boy, Ma. Would have made things a lot easier.
Oh, Senor.
Feel how dry my armpits are?
Well, I think we'll save that honor for the bride.
Yeah, you gotta save something for the honeymoon.
Whoa. Oh, Reverend.
Hello. Are we ready to begin?
Let her rip.
Idea, you were the bride. Boy, you dropped some serious weight.
You look great, too. Have you been working out?
A little.
Why didn't you ever call?
I tried, but your phone was disconnected.
Oh, I moved. I sent you a card.
I never got it. Want to go get a cup of coffee?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle of something. But why not? Wow.
That's why I love her so much. She's so spontaneous.
Poor Alfred. Dumped at the altar. He's got to be heartbroken. Devastated. Beyond emotional repair.
Steve, look, Mr. Looney...
It's Looney. It's French.
Now, he's upset now, but in time, his wounds will heal.
Oh, my.
What's wrong?
The groom's up on the steeple. I'm going to call 911.
He's what?
The groom's on the steeple, and he says he's going to jump.
He's what?
The groom's on the steeple, and he says he's going to jump.
My bride-to-be just dumped me, and I'm a little distraught.
Mr. Looney, please!
That's Looney.
Come on. Why don't we go get some popcorn?
That's what Sharon is doing with that hump.
I need tea. Let's go get some tea.
I'm not going anywhere except...
Steve, let me get by you. Now listen, you can't end it all. You've got to keep going. You never know what tomorrow holds.
So tomorrow could actually be worse than today.
Can we please talk about this on solid ground?
There's nothing to talk about. Risk your own life to keep me from ending mine. The least I can do is care enough to go on with my life. And just like you said, who knows what tomorrow will bring?
Everything okay up here, Lieutenant?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine, officer.
Beth?
Alfred!
Are you living in Chicago?
Philadelphia last year.
God, it's good to see you. You look great in that uniform.
You don't think it makes me look a little masculine?
Not with a bod like that. Care to join me for a cup of coffee?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Hi, Laura.
Mother.
Laura, honey, I'd like to talk to you.
Sure. You have a list of more fun things I'm not allowed to do?
Listen, honey. I talked it over with your father, and we've decided that we were being very unfair, letting Eddie go to Canada and not letting you go to Toledo. We're sorry.
So, can I go?
No, we're not letting Eddie go to Canada. I'm just teasing. You can go.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
You know, I used to think I was a liberated woman. But sometimes I still think like my parents. I think it's time that I drag myself into the 20th century.
Well, that's great seeing as how it's going to be over in a few years.
Wait. You have to promise to take something with you, though.
What?
This cellular phone. Now, you have to keep it on you at all times. You have any trouble, call us.
I promise I will.
Now, I want you to give me a call as soon as you get there. Don't speak to strangers. And most important of all,
never use the public toilets.